News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. So, yeah, ran a little bit long on that one to make sure we had a full and as robust as possible interview with Lindy Blanchard running for governor. So I'm not going to have much time in this segment, but hey, Copper, grab the microphone.
Yes.
So literally during the last break, Birdman just sent me all the analytics on the podcast. So looking through this, let's play guessing games here. You ready? First of all, how many downloads were there in the month of March alone?
2,000.
Roughly 5,500.
Oh, wow.
Awesome. In March. It's trending. I mean, basically what we're seeing is more people are downloading each month. We're down a little bit. Take it back. We're down a little bit from a previous month, but for the most part, we're still trending up from where we were this time, you know, or earlier last year. Second biggest audience in the nation. Do you know where?
California.
Still California. Hello, California. We love you out there on the left coast, and thank you for being a part of the show. Almost 10% of our downloads come from California. Third most is Georgia, almost tied with Georgia and Virginia. Alabama, of course, the most. All right. Downloads by time of day. We don't need that right now. Okay. One thing that is interesting you might want to know, the most prolific form of app used to listen to Right Side Radio's podcast is Apple. The second most is Podbean. Google comes in third, and there's like all these others, you know. There's even somebody who streams it through Microsoft Edge. Not sure how that works, but anyway, there's that. Okay, Copper.
Yes.
What was the most listened to episode of the podcast? What was the most listened to episode in the month of March? Do you know?
Oh, man, there's so many. Maybe the one with Tim James?
Oh, no.
Okay.
The most listened to in terms of number of downloads was we interviewed Casey Wardinsky on Ukraine.
That was a good one.
early in the month. And the second most was do you remember Jared Hudson, the Navy SEAL who's running for sheriff in Jefferson County?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So he was the second most. I just sent that to one of his folks down in Birmingham, let him know that he was the second most. We had that interview too. The third most is the one we had with the guy who was Trump's deputy communications director, whose name escapes me at the moment. Was that Elliot or Elliot? Anyway, we had a good dude from the former Trump administration. And we had a lot of stuff. And then we had some other stuff in there that just like Ken Johnson on the gambling bill was high up. Becky Gerritsen's interview on the gambling and transgender therapy bills. So lots of stuff. But it's just very cool. Oh, daily listeners. Oh, this is cool. I could see which days were the most. Oh, that's very cool. Like, it makes you wonder what happened. Like, March 1st, we had just a total spike, and then it tapered a little bit. March 5th, it was, like, lowest of all. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. All I know is some days resonate, and some days resonate less. But all said and done, the Right Side Radio podcast is certainly trending up, and we appreciate this audience. That's because of y'all. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right, coming back with number two on the Triple Dipper, consistent inconsistencies. Yeah, that's right, consistent inconsistencies. We'll talk about it when we get back. Stay tuned.